Coming up this week on Rock for Him, we talk to Micah and Jess from the band Nextera, along with Josh and Isaac from Josh Schneider Music. And welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. My name is Sanchi, and as you will notice, missing a couple guys tonight. Jeremy decided to be a slacker and felt that family was more important than being on with me tonight. So even though I'm hurt and heartbroken, I will push through. And Riker is way up in northern Michigan, lost in the woods somewhere with his two best friends. They're hiking and camping, so they will both be back next week. But they're not the important ones. People you see on the screen next to me, that's why we're here tonight. So we are joined by Josh Schneider Music and Nextera. How's it going tonight?
It's going good, man. I hope that you're doing well. I think that's my first time seeing that intro. Is that a new intro?
Yeah, Riker, he is taking it upon himself to go through all of our media and update stuff, so he created us a new intro, and he's working on our website and our YouTube page and all kinds of stuff.
Well, it looks awesome, dude.
Yeah.
As far as my knowledge, this is my first time even seeing it, so that's incredible. They look really cool and professional. You guys are making it.
You know what? It's all honestly Riker. Like, I'm an old guy, so I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I brought in Riker. He's young. I got my daughter doing our social media. So, like, I just sit here and drink coffee and talk to people. So,
yeah, hey, Riker's a good old life.
Yeah, yeah, I want to do that. You're living it. You've made it, man.
So, what is going on? I mean, I've heard the new song. Fantastic. Like, love it. So tell us about it.
Man, we wanted to go a little heavier on it. I remember I was doing a study through Daniel, kind of an eschatology study, right? Watching sermons and studying in the book. And then shortly after, my young adults group in the church I was attending at the time went through a study in Revelation. So I just was hit with a ton of eschatology at one time. And I was like, then Josh came into the studio for his yearly, his yearly recording sessions. I produce a lot. I think I produce all of their music, record them, mix all their stuff. And so he came into the studio, and every year we try to knock out a song together as well, do like a yearly Nextera Josh Schneider Music collaboration, just because we're good pals and we enjoy doing that stuff. So I was hitting these studies hard, and it was just on my mind a lot. So I was like, you know, we should write a conceptual style song about a Christian living in the end times. And that's how it was birthed. So that's what's been going on for us. We've been pushing this song hard. It came out just a couple days ago. And then we're also on the Hope Will Reign tour. And if you notice in the song, Hope Will Reign is actually one of the lyrics from the song. So we have 9 or 10 dates that we're hitting, just doing co-sets. And it's been a good time.
You know, one thing that I did forget to ask you guys, can you just go through and introduce yourselves real quick so the people that are watching will know who they're watching, who I'm talking to?
Totally.
You want to start?
Let's go in backwards order. Ryan.
Okay.
Hi, I'm not Nathan Whedon, the drummer of Nextera. I go by Ryan.
All right.
Yeah, let's go, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan's our fill-in drummer. So yeah, he's great, joining us for a few dates here.
Yeah, he's a great fill-in. He's not a fill-in friend, though. He's a real friend.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
My name is Josh Schneider.
I'm Isaac Danford.
And we are Josh Schneider Music, based out of the Atlanta, Georgia area, and excited to be here once again on the Rock for Him podcast.
Sweet. My first time. Great to join.
My name is... My name is Jess, and I lead vocals for Next Era.
I'm Micah. I play guitar and also sing a little bit, and sometimes I even throw in a growl or something if I'm feeling adventurous.
So, and he produces all the music.
I do produce. Yeah. That's my main gig, really. I just love music production. We're here in my studio today. It's a good time.
So, Micah, Jess, you two are like pretty much Rock for Him royalty at this point. I think this is your third time being on here. And wow. Like every time we have you guys on, you guys just drop this amazing music. And I know Riker is going to be kicking himself when he watches this because he absolutely loves everything that you guys put out.
Thank you so much. That means the world to us. We're happy to have people in our corner, and we're so beyond grateful for people like you, Sanshu's, and for your whole crew over there at Rock for Him, and everyone else that just, you know, pays some attention to our music and hears what we have to say, because like ultimately we want to bring as many people, you know, to God and bring Him as much glory as possible.
And Josh, like, your music, I swear you must drop a new song every other week, because every time I get on social media, I see dropping a new one this week, and it's a song that I'm like, where did this come from? Like, I haven't heard this one before. So, like, do you just like sleep in the studio and or like carry it with you, or what's going on?
Yeah, I was just laughing.
All right, it's actually a lot more efficient than that. I'm married, I got four kids, so I can't sleep in the studio. But what I can do is I can chunk out a set of a week and a half to 2 weeks with Isaac here, and we run over to Kansas City from Georgia. We spend a week and a half in studio, and we line up a year plus worth of releases. And then we trickle release those things and focus on one song at a time, because I would not be able to, like, you know, create everything prior to every single song at once. So just one song at a time as we move forward through this progression of release. And these are all songs that we've written, we've co-written, we've put our time and effort and energy into, and we're now finally able to release them. And some of them are as old as 5 years old in the making. So we're excited to do another one Next Era, and we can keep up the consistent release strategy we got going right now.
Wasn't it like last year we came in, we were stayed for like, what, 7 days and did 10 songs and then wrote two?
Yeah. last year we certainly, we were spread out a little thin. This year we're also spread out a little thin.
A little bit more thinner.
Working at the same time, which makes it even harder. So yeah, I mean, right now, what do you have? Like five or six more releases pushed back, and then we're working on more.
Working on like what, four or five?
Well,
six
so
more, I think.
Based on what we're doing this week, we'll fill up 2026's release roster and touch into 2027.
Let's go.
Nice. Very nice.
So this is gonna be one busy man right now. Micah's gonna be one busy man, at least from us.
It'll be good. I love studio work. I love editing vocals and doing mixing and stuff. Like, that's where I really, really love. And then Josh lets me do this on a few of his songs because he mixes a lot of the pop elements. But I love tracking live drums. Like, I have live drums set up in the studio here, and we mic them up, track live drums. You heard live drums on the choruses in The Prodigal. You heard live drums in the ending on My Prayer. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it brings a whole new energy and a whole new life to the song. And in almost every single Next Era song at this point has live drums that are actually recorded as well, which is just so fun to do. And you'll hear that start on the first chorus of Marked by Another, and then the live drums just stay in for the rest of the song.
Nice.
It brings so much energy to a track, life to a track, and that we love to throw those in.
I will say, if you're looking for quality music production and you're willing to pay for it, it's not you're not on the highest end at the moment, so you might want to get him while he's cheaper.
Well,
but reach out to Micah Johns.
He is probably one of the best people that I've seen and known that does produce
work. I want to clarify.
Yeah,
I appreciate you guys gassing me up, but we're here to talk about Marked by Another.
Hey, yeah, another song, another great song produced and sung with, you know, Micah Johns from Next Era. You know, like, we're giving credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that you do all that, Micah. And I know you're saying that you're here to talk about the song, but We get so many submissions from bands every single day. Some are fantastic, like what you guys submit to us. And some literally sound like they've been recorded in a gas station bathroom.
Probably. So, acoustics. I'm not going to lie, I've sung in bathrooms a couple times.
Not for recording.
Not for recording.
That's not what he means.
I know.
It's not saying that the songs are bad. They just need that production quality. So, here's what I'm going to offer you. If you wish, send me your information, because we have bands all the time asking us, who can we go to improve our sound? What can we do? Send me your info. I would love to be able to forward it on to these bands, say, talk to this guy. If you want to hear what quality he has, listen to these songs and go talk to him.
Sweet, dude. I really appreciate that. I'll definitely be reaching out to you with that information. Be on the lookout for this new Christian metalcore band coming out, Elect Exiles. They're dropping music in October, and it's crazy. I'll get you hooked up to them.
Sweet. Cannot wait. So speaking of hooking up with people, I want to know, how did these two, groups,
Yes, I'm so glad.
Get meshed together. I know you say you try and do something once a year, but how did this just happen?
I think Isaac will tell this story.
Yeah, so we're gonna let
I got really excited about this because I'm super happy about this. I'm Isaac. I'm autistic. I know no stranger. I know no stranger. They're just friends I haven't met yet. It was my first year at the shirt that I'm wearing, Nehemiah Fest, and we were there at a concert, and I saw this really tall guy that had dreads, and I was like, I had to double take for a moment because, I'm, from the secular world, I'm like, is this really Rob Zombie at a Christian place? And I'm like, I have to know that man. So I go over there, and I talk to him. I'm like, hey, my name's Isaac. I'm with Josh Snyder Music, and I want to say, dude, has anybody ever told you you look like Rob Zombie? And I think we do kind of hit it off. We had some sandwiches, talked a little bit, chilled out, drank some coffee together. And then me and Josh left that Nehemiah Fest. And then a few months later, we were on tour on our way up to Canada. And our heater broke down. Heater stopped working. We were good in Georgia, but the moment we hit Tennessee border, it was like, we were freezing, and I'm a big guy. It's hard for me to get, cold.
It was negative 30 degrees.
Yeah, negative 30.
36.
It was
36?
So, yeah. It was so bad that we were bundled up with little hot hands inside every orifice we could find, just tucking them in our clothes and driving really soft. I looked like an old lady driving. And we got to just past the Missouri border, and I was like, my brain just kind of works in weird ways. I remembered, I'm like, we got an invitation last year from people that were in Missouri. Josh, if I can't drive like this, I can't be like this no more. I'm pretty sure we can reach out to this group. Here, I got them in my wallet. And I had this flyer for next air, and the number for him was on the back, and Josh gave him a call. It turns out it was, your birthday weekend?
Yeah, we were out celebrating my birthday dinner. At a barbecue restaurant.
Not, but maybe 5-10 minutes behind us the other way. And I'm like, Josh, we got to go. They gave me food. They gave me beef, and I was happy. Happy big man. I've slendered down a little bit. Back then I was a little bit bigger than what I am now, over 300. Now I'm 267, praise God. But that's how we, that's how we met. And that night we were sitting in their little place in – what was it?
It's called the Zarda Barbecue.
Yeah, the Zarda Barbecue, and then we went back to their place not too far away from there, and that was when they were living not too far away from this place, Higginsville, and we sat in their apartment studio, their little town studio, and we sat there and we wrote In It to Win, because we were talking about the situations that were unfolding, the accurate time that, God just places people in our midst, and it was an incredible experience to go through that.
So we wrote the entire song In It to Win in one night. That was the night. We let them stay over, get warmed up. We cooked them a hot breakfast in the morning, and then they went on their way to Canada and did their show. And then on their way back home, they drove back through Missouri, went into my main studio, and we tracked it and put it out after that, you know. So it's it was just, it just happened so fast. And it was definitely a God situation. And that's when we really got close, and you know, we kind of just hit it off ever since. And now they make it a priority to come out this way once a year, usually for a couple of weeks. We track all their new music, do a few shows, and yeah, that's how it all came to be.
Awesome. That is a really fun story. I love hearing that. And by the way, you offer me food, and I will be also a happy big man. So.
Exactly, hey, man, exactly.
Well, I'll extend you the same invite. You ever see yourself around the Kansas City area, just give us a holler.
I made a mean chili that night.
Yeah, she did. She made a great chili. And then, you know, I think we cooked, what, steak and potatoes the last time we came in, you know, to return the favor.
Yep.
Jess does throw down in the kitchen.
Yeah.
How do you guys remember the meals we had a year ago?
Well, because we're cooks. We you know, victories in our fellowship, you know.
Just remembers everything. It's a blessing and a curse as her husband.
Yeah.
I was always told that our victory is in our fellowship, you know, because if you're trying to learn something and if you're at a church, if you feed somebody, they genuinely can't talk back, so you can teach them what you want to teach them. So feed people. They'll get your ears.
Good point. So tell us about this new song. I know, Micah, you got into it a little bit, but I really want to hear about it because, honestly, I love this song. Like, everything going into this blends so well. Like,
thank you so
Jess, much. Your voice in there, fantastic. Josh, your voice, fantastic. Like, everything just blends so beautifully. Like, tell me about the song.
Well, a lot of our new music, we just wanted to blend the two styles. And a lot of our new music has like two guitars. We're pulling out an A string and going in a drop octave, as well as doing a main octave guitar layer as well. And that's what you're hearing in Marked by Another. I believe the tuning is like drop F, maybe drop F sharp. I'm not 100% sure.
You go to C and transpose, right?
Yeah, I just tune my guitar to C and transpose and post, but that's...
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, but you know, we and then we wanted to also throw some pop layers into it. I'm a big fan. This is a non-Christian band, so I'll preface that, but I'm a big fan of Sleep Token and how they blend kind of, you know, R&B and pop and those sort of elements into just like super heavy metal and dark, deep guitar riffs. So a lot of the music we've been writing more recently has been up that alley. So from a production standpoint and stylistic standpoint, there's kind of the background there. Josh, I feel like you hadn't talked as much. You should share about the story a little more.
Don't tell him that.
So yeah, Marked by Another obviously has some eschatological roots in regards to the typology we used to write this song, as Micah mentioned already. But for me, what it came back to is... even if you're not into certain viewpoints on eschatology or the study of end times, the last days, this song can resonate so deeply beyond that, that I think anyone can pull away a message from God in it. Namely the fact that we are all called to pick up a cross and follow. We're all called to this life in Christ to walk through tribulation. And that no matter what, we as children of God are marked, just like we talk about maybe the mark of the beast that we see in Revelation and some of these other things that mark those who are anti-God or counter-God. We see this other mark on the foreheads of the believers who did not go that way and who are set apart. And that's what we are called to even now, even before maybe the world comes to an end, whether by a 7-year tribulation or some other way that God brings it about that aligns with his word. We just want to share this message that no matter what you're going through, you can have hope in Christ, that you are marked, you are sealed by another, and this is our God. And we carry his name forward on the road, and Lord willing, off the road, within the four walls of our home when it gets extra hard to work it out some days. That's our goal, and that's what we want to portray through this song, and pretty intensely too. Jess, as you mentioned, did take that chorus and just smack it out of the park. And Isaac being some of the male backup vocals in the background there, kind of blending it nicely in there with her. It was a very, very well produced song. Shout out Micah Johns once again.
Something we try to do. Speaking of Jess with the vocals, something we try to do almost every song is we will write songs that we can't physically perform or play because it pushes us to become better musicians. So when we wrote that song, it was outside of Jess's belting range. She had to keep on hitting her head voice. But to pack that punch and to bring that energy, she had to hit it in her chest voice, which was just, it took a lot of takes. It took a lot, but now, I mean, every day we're trying to improve on who we are as musicians and then try to bring it up to the next level with every song. So she was able to, I just got to give Jess a big shout out there because she really brought it on vocals. And
oh yeah, she did.
I have very high expectations for her, so I'm sure I'm not the easiest audio engineer to work with in the studio.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I think he's a meanest to me.
Especially because, you know, there's a little bit of a...
I think he knows what I'm capable of.
I know what she's capable of. And sometimes in my mind, I might set her standards a little higher because I mean, she's awesome, but, you know.
I was going to say, like, for both of you, for Josh Schneider Music and for Next Era, like, every song that comes out, I can tell that you guys push and push to improve, to get that sound tighter, to get your vocals tighter, to get your vocals better. Like, that is one thing that I honestly love and appreciate about both bands, is you don't just sit back and go, okay, this is our sound. This is what we're, this is where we're comfortable. You guys push it each and every time and see what heights you can reach for the next time. And then once you hit that, you reach again for the next one. Like, if every band would do that, would you imagine what the music scene would be like if every band did that instead of just sitting back going, okay, this is our comfort zone. Like, you guys push that comfort zone, and I love it.
What I've been very, you know, noticing in Josh lately is, you know, his adaptability. You know, he's somebody that I've, you know, he said that his thing has been pop, you know, pop, rock, rap, like more focusing on that pop centric side of things. And one of the things I'd like to commend him on is, you know, being able to like touch that rock side and like getting more comfortable with it. And, you know, his voice has gotten drastically better over the years. You know, his intonation is getting a little bit more spot on. He's able to pick up some harmonies a lot from, you know, being able to listen to all these music that he's doing like while driving down the road. And, you know, he's a phenomenal lyricist. You know, I wouldn't want to travel the world or travel the country with anybody else. You know, who else would you want to travel the world, you know, travel like 12, 13, 14, 32 hours in a non-heated van, you know, like.
You gotta be kind of crazy. You gotta be crazy.
And with that, you know, he's helped me grow in my boldness and my belief in Christ. So I'm able to, you know, just thank him for the wanting to open up his range and not sticking to the same niche. Because that was one of the things we had to work with, was he was like, gotta do this. This is our niche. This is our niche. And I'm like, bro, we gotta stretch it. And I thank him for being open and willing to do that.
I love the Prodigal. I think I love what you added to it with like the guitars and everything.
I can see.
He is so good.
The Prodigal might be my favorite Josh Schneider music song.
Yeah.
Like, the Prodigal's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Which brings
so
me,
far.
Which raised me to ask you, where's the Prodigal on the options for voting? For
yeah, bro.
What do I have on there? I thought I had one of your songs on there.
Nope.
You, but you have you keep bringing Message in the Mess back. I'm like, man, that's not even.
I love that one
well,
too.
Here's the thing: every song that gets submitted to us is on for 15 weeks. Once it hits that 15 week, I retire it, and then I put the next song that we get from any artist on there. I try to extend your. I don't know. I tried to get as many eyes on these bands and these songs as possible for as long as possible. I mean, I've actually had bands tell me that they plan out dropping their music every 15 weeks. Like, okay, where is my song at? I'm like, okay, you're at 12 right now. okay, we got another song done. We'll be dropping it next week. So then it'll hit the top 15. Like, it's just, that's just what I do because I try to be fair to everyone. 15 weeks, you get retired, the next song goes on. So as soon as your song hits, as soon as Message in the Mess hits 15, the next song will come on. So.
Yeah, you all over at Rock for Him are doing the Lord's work, like just giving a voice to these smaller Christian artists who, you know, typically don't have a lot of a voice on their own. Like I know Next Era is eternally grateful for being promoted on your platform, and I'm sure that speaks for Josh as well. I mean, it's really cool what you guys are doing, and we love it.
Trust me, this is an honor and a pleasure for us. Like, you remember the first time we got to talk to you two? We had just put out a, hey, our guest canceled. Does anyone want to come on? Just within like 3 minutes, we'll take the spot. I'm like, I don't think we even have any music. So I messaged back. I don't think we have any music. Awesome. Boom. My email exploded with Next Era songs. I'm like, all right, we're doing this.
Jess gets on things pretty quick, don't she?
Sometimes.
And honestly, you've been a favorite on here since then. Like,
awesome.
We appreciate that you guys support us the way that you do. Just sending us music. Like, that's one thing I don't think bands understand. We don't do this to get famous. We don't do this to get paid. We don't make a thing off of this. We do this because we want to showcase Next Era. We want to showcase Josh Schneider. We want nothing out of this other than for people to know who you are and to know who Jesus is. That's
Amen.
It.
Most important.
Amen.
Yep. So, awesome. Yeah. So tell us about what you guys got going on. I know you just dropped this new song, which that is on the top 15 vote. So people go vote for it.
Go vote for another.
But tell us what you guys got going on here.
Yeah, so the next few weeks, we're promoting Marked for Another. We're on this Hopeful Rain tour. We traveled from our last destination. We did a show yesterday. We traveled 4 hours this morning and got back barely in time to hop on the live stream. So, you know, just a quick setup. Let's roll. So we just spent a lot of time in the bus, spent a lot of time recording. We hit the road in a couple days again and head down towards Arkansas. So, we got a few new lights. I've been spending a lot of time depriving myself of sleep trying to program our DMX and get all our show stuff set up. So, that being said, if you can make it out to a show, if anyone watching can make it out to a show, it's going to be unlike any other Next Era or Josh Schneider show you've ever seen before. It's going to be miles above it. Like, we have put a ton of effort into this set, and it's just, we're so proud of it. Like, it's awesome. So, Hopeful Rain Tour 2025. We have dates up on nexteramusic.com/tour. Come see us if you can. It's a good time.
I was just going to say, someone watching did say they can't wait to see you guys and hear the new song live on Wednesday.
That's a good fight in Arkansas.
Jennifer Walter.
Hey. We're excited. We're so excited.
So you guys coming anywhere near Michigan? Because that's where this guy lives?
Yeah.
Hey, we'd like to. Just reach out to us.
You know. We had a couple connections up north in Wisconsin. I don't know how far away that is from you, but we didn't end up booking any for this tour run, so we might have to figure that out for the 2026 tour season. But it's just going to be bigger and better next year. So,
hey, you should send us out to some churches or youth groups. You know your way. You know,
we're trying.
That's how the the advertisement gets there is word of mouth from fans like yourself. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you guys that we've recently hooked up with another ministry that's awesome. Looking to bring in concerts once a month here starting in at the end of the year. So, if we can, I'm going to try and hook you guys up to bring you up here to Michigan because I want to hang out with you guys.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite snack food, like ice cream or something of that nature?
Man, don't Don't even talk about snack food. I'm trying to diet right now.
Okay.
Went to
Okay.
the
What's your
doctor and he's
favorite?
like, bro, you're fat. You need to lose weight. And I'm like,
Favorite whole food?
What's your
like, my doctor doesn't hold anything back, doesn't pull his punches. He's like, bro, you're fat, your blood pressure's high. Do you want to die? No, I don't. Lose weight.
Yeah.
So
Bro, take up golf. I've lost 160 pounds in a year and a half playing golf, bro.
I tried golf once with the company that I work for, one of the salesmen. I was so bad that we had groups, like three or four groups behind us going, can we just play through? I'm like, yeah, just go
Absolutely. That's
ahead.
funny. It's not about how good you are. It's about how much fun you're out there having with your friends, you know?
In the workout.
And the workout, you know? If you're bad, that just means you're getting more steps in. So that means that you
Even
want to
more
get better
space.
so that way you can take less steps. And you know, I've gotten to where I'm decent. I'm not nowhere, you know, great, but I love having it. It's so therapeutic. And I'm out there with God, you know? I get to pray while I'm out there. I get to talk to God while I'm out there. And you know, I get a disciple to at least three new different people every time I play. So,
Well, that's awesome. We have
yeah.
Autumn Eve watching, and she says she sucks at golf too. So, hi,
Hey,
Autumn.
welcome to the
What's up,
sucky golf
Autumn? It's
clubs, you
good to
know?
good to
Like,
see you. No, what I've actually been doing is going out kayaking and fishing with one of my
yeah.
buddies. Getting out in
That's
that
awesome.
kayak at
Cool to work
6 a.m.
out
Poof.
to. Now, I
That's a
can't
workout.
kayak to save my life, so you got one up on me there.
Makes sense in Michigan, but maybe not in the wintertime.
Yeah,
I lost 100 pounds, but I just ran and lifted a ton of weight and probably didn't eat enough.
And you ate
So,
bell peppers and boiled eggs at
yeah,
parties.
it's basically, yeah, it was a pretty drastic lifestyle change. And then I put some weight back on from tour, and I just
Go back to
need to
eating
hit
bell
it again.
peppers as well.
Yeah,
Go back to eating
yeah.
bell peppers and eggs for every meal.
We definitely need to hang out sometime. I will take you out golfing, and you will have the best times. I might even help. I'm going to help you on your swing too. I miss my northern
Nice.
people, so I will help you out. That way, you don't look as bad, apparently, to your friends. But I guarantee you're still pretty good.
Sweet. So, welcome to Dieting and Golfing with Sand Shoes.
With your special guest, Isaac.
Yes. So, I want to hear about your guys' shows. Like, if someone were to come to a Josh Schneider NextEra show, what's that look like? Do you have other bands on the tour with you? You guys do you're each your own sets and then come together? Like, what's that gonna look like?
It's just us. It's a full set. We intermingle each other's music in. Since I produce for them, I know how to play all their songs. So I'm running guitar the whole time. I'm playing on their songs, doing background vocals and stuff. Jess is too. They're doing background vocals on our stuff. Ryan's over here banging the drums. Sometimes Nathan, depending on who can make the show. But you know. Yeah, and it's just incredibly high energy and it's nonstop. Like we don't take breaks. Like the songs run into each other. We say a few words in the entire show, just to share some testimony and stuff. But you know, and we do some skits, like some crowd interaction stuff. We have a whole lot of fun with that.
Oh,
But
yeah.
you know, it's just go, super high energy the whole time, and then we leave and we feel like we need to puke because we just put out a. But you know.
There are some somber moments,
There
though,
are a few somber
when we get
moments,
real,
yeah.
you know, because, you know, as musicians, we do want to put on an excellent show. But the one thing we also, you know, I think that I like to, you know, view as different as other people is, you know, we take a moment to share and reflect our own struggles and our own
Yeah.
walks and help through music and then the small testimonies before the songs to share those moments with those people to let them know that, you know, we're not up on any higher pedestal than they are. We just want to help them make sure that they're able to get through those problems with the tools that we got given to
Yeah.
us. So we want to share those tools with them. And that's where I think, you know, we have a little bit of a edge up on the other people. So
Yeah, so Jess and I, especially being in student ministry and going through to schools and doing performances in schools and speaking at schools to students, which Josh and Isaac has gotten to join us for a few of those this year, which has been fun. It's been different for us, but it's been a good time. We have to focus so much on our performance and like being performers because when we go into schools, those students don't care. Like they don't want to be there. They're in school.
Right.
You know, they don't want to listen to what we have to say. So we need to capture their attention. We need to capture it quick so that we can then pull the students outside of the schools and pull them into a church where we can share the gospel with them there, do a night concert in a church or something. So in schools, it's all about how can we get these students' attention fast? So we bring in lights, we bring in speakers. So we definitely value our performance and try to just bring something interesting to the table every
If
show.
Josh does the worm, that really gets him going.
I
It
can
does,
speak a
yeah.
little bit from I can speak a little bit from a host's perspective too. I have Micah and Jess and Josh and Isaac out to my church every year. I work at a church, and I had them out last year, along with shout out to Merle Wade Hall,
Deuce Disciple.
Deuce the
Deuce Disciple.
Disciple.
Go
Praying
Deuce Disciple.
pray
Hey,
for you,
pray,
buddy.
for your
yeah,
brother.
praying for you, man. Be praying for him. He's going through a hard battle with cancer, so. But yeah, all those guys came out last year and performed. It was amazing. My students loved it. My church loved it. There were a whole bunch of guys from the local prison ministry. Shout out Standing in the Gap
That's
Ministries.
what's up.
That came and attended as well and loved it. Loved the testimonies. So yeah, these guys are the real deal. They give their all in these performances, and I'm just happy I get to play with them every now and then. So,
We love you
That's
playing with us
awesome.
too, bud.
And real quick, Ryan, I just got to tell you look exactly like my cousin Matt. Like when you guys popped up, I was like, "Oh, what's Matt doing?" Like it was insane how much you look like my cousin Matt.
That's awesome.
No, that's not
But
Nate.
we also had someone in our
Yeah,
chat here that was at the show last night and said you guys absolutely rocked it out last night in Iowa.
Oh, they were at the show
hey,
last
right on,
night. Let's
Brendan. That's
go.
most likely the
Yeah,
hair.
Brendan Harris.
Brendan Harris. Yes,
Yeah,
shout out,
Brendan.
Brendan. We
Hey.
love you, bro.
Hey,
He
guys.
drove 2 hours
He
to
drove
come and
2 hours
see
to see us last night.
Wait, we
Yeah.
had his daughter be Larry Girl just to reward.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
No
Shh.
spoilers.
We can't talk about it.
Talk about
Oh.
You gotta come to a show to figure out what was just happening.
Okay, come to the show and you'll know the reference.
So Josh, let's hear from you a little bit. Like, tell us what it's like being in the studio with these two, well, these four crazy people. Well, not Ryan because he's just the fill-in guy and he doesn't count.
Oh,
He
jeez.
hangs out for fun sometimes too. Like I
Ooh.
said, he's a real friend.
We love Ryan.
True
But no,
friend,
the
true friend.
I am energized by getting around people who are willing to push boundaries.
Yeah.
One thing that stifles and irks me, if I'm honest, a little nothing more really stifles or irks me more than somebody who's willing to sit comfortable. And we've already kind of touched on this, so I won't kick a dead horse. But like, I am in a place right now where I am not only grateful for this relationship, but I it fuels me. Relationships like this fuel me into what I believe God has called me to do since I was, stupid young, and continues to, I mean, just again from miraculous intersections and being able to meet these guys through miraculous means and get to know them through ways and ways in which, like our heater breaking down as we talked about a little bit ago, like these little snapshots just continue to affirm in my life that God is not only guiding but blessing the pathway, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm motivated, I'm energized, and I'm excited for the next week and a half more of this touring that we got going. Our sets are only getting tighter together and more in sync with what we kind of cast the vision for, and we're excited to continue to do this, Lord willing, for years to come, and
Oh,
to
yeah.
grow this thing out, and who knows, start a label. I mean, the sky's the limit, but at the end of it all, like, God be glorified, and Lord, let this vehicle of performance and lights and whatever else we bring to the table, the things that we say on and off the stage, to the relationships we build, God, let this vehicle be what brings more people to you and strengthens our faith. And that's my desire. I know that's every single one of our
Yeah.
desires here on this couch.
Now, this isn't just words for, just to say words. He's actually one of those people that means everything that he says behind this. I give him the utmost respect. because you know he is he's not one of those that's trying to showboat to showboat. He means what he says. He's the same in the podium as he is outside the podium. That's one of the reasons why I love traveling around the country with him, because he's just inspired me as much as, you know, I believe we try to inspire other people. So he teaches me, and I look up to him, even though he's younger than I am. You know, I'm the oldest person in this room right now, but you know, I look up to Mike and Jess as, you know, independent musicians, just keeping their nose down and sticking to the right thing. And then Josh for, you know, being as young as he is with a full family as he is, I just wouldn't want to spend time with any other people sharing the, you know, gospel message of Jesus Christ with anybody else in the fashion that we do it. So I love these guys.
Amen. Like I was going to say, Josh, like preach it, brother. Like you were giving a sermon there. Like I love that. And I completely understand what you're saying, you know, push that boundary. That is why we brought Riker on to this show, because I felt like we were getting complacent. I brought in Riker, dude's 20 years old. He's got vision, he's got ideas, and he's like, this is what we need to. And even when there's times like, man, I'm not comfortable with that, he presents it, and I'm like, all right, let's do it. And he's pushing.
Push those boundaries, man. Do hard things.
I mean,
hard
things, yeah. The Bible says, you know, where there's no vision, the people will perish. Ooh. So, ooh, you know.
Bang, bang.
We got to have that vision and stick forward to it, you know. And then the one thing I like about being a united mind front is that, you know, when any single one of us is having a really rough go, or the devil's trying to attack us, you got those people that'll help carry the other sides to get you across that valley you're going through. I know yesterday specifically for me, you know, the devil was trying to attack me early in the morning with my mind, you know, and they were, you know, they were up front. They were, you know, they were kind. They were patient with me. They didn't just be like, oh, Isaac's just having an attitude problem. They saw me for me. They talked with me. They prayed with me. And it was just, it's really cool to have people who will not look at you any differently for your down times, but help encourage and lift you up.
Amen.
So I hope that I can also do the same to all of them, even though I know that I am a little annoying sometimes. No, that's my gift, is teaching people to get along with annoying people.
Isaac, we love you.
They're going to say, that's my gift, I'm annoying.
Oh, no. My gift is I'm annoying, I talk a lot, and I love adding harmonies where they don't belong.
Dude, I foresaw Indeed. Last no, week, I was like, Indeed. Man, I miss this. Guy. When you guys started arguing, I'm like, man, I miss this.
Oh, yeah, Josh and I are like fire and ice. Like
they're like an old married couple.
It's like free entertainment. I swear.
Weird definition of that iron sharpens iron, so the man sharpens the countenance of his friend. You know, that's definitely our go-to verse, because we clash. You know, that's why I think we're so sharp-minded sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so I'm going to ask, what is the funniest thing that has happened so far out on tour? Just something that you're just like, oh, did that really just happen?
Nope, you got to say it because it happened to you.
Oh, okay, I know.
Okay. I can't wait.
So we pull into Higginsville area here where we're staying, and I go to the Walmart because I need some groceries.
He needs his coffee.
Let me give the punchline here first. Don't laugh yet.
Sorry.
He's driving a Prius.
Yeah, so I'm driving Jess's Prius over to the Walmart. It's the first time driving a Prius. It's kind of weird because it's a Prius, but I get to the Walmart parking lot. Park in a nice spot close to the front. I run out, get my stuff. I come back out. I hop in the Prius. The key's in the ignition because, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, and you just leave your keys in the ignition. I push the button to start it up after throwing the groceries in the back, and I get ready to back up, and I look around and realize I'm not in Jess's car. I had hopped into the Prius that was directly next to my Prius that I had brought, and though it didn't look it was a different color altogether. In my defense, I wasn't looking for color. I was just looking for a Prius, and it was right next, directly next to my Prius that I brought in. And so I switched myself out very quickly. And put
that starts to pull off.
And tour almost ended short with some Grand Theft Auto.
So that was day one.
Day I mean, well, one. Well, tell them how it ended up. Tell them how it ended up. Yeah.
Yeah, the people who owned the Prius came out. I hadn't pulled away yet, and so when they came out, I tapped on the window, I was like, hey, I told them the story, and they lost it. It was hysterical for them, and so, you know, It's I just imagine when I got back to the house, what if I drove their car all the way back to their house?
I was like, oh, I got an upgrade.
They both got up. The other guys would be like, wait a minute here, something's not right.
Oh man,
we have a question actually in our chat here from Autumn Eve, and this is for Jess. She would love to know, what is your favorite part of creating music?
I guess my favorite part of creating music, and it's something that I feel like I've especially experienced in the last couple years, is like Micah's been talking about, it's just like pushing myself. You know, like there's something that's so cool about like, I write a lot of my music and melodies in my head voice kind of quietly, which is kind of a mistake because then I try to belt it. Cause you know, with rock music, you like it to be like aggressive and intense at times, right? Not all the time, but there's times where you want it to have that like oomph and stuff. And then I'm like, wait, I can't sing this, you know, but then I'm like, okay, let me try to do some vocal warm-ups and just really, and that makes me a better musician. I will say this, you know, it's like a rock podcast. Like I first started off like doing pop singer songwriter kind of music. And I'd say like just in the past 3 or 4 years doing rock music has definitely like pushed my vocals a lot and has made me a better singer. So I'd say just that, like pushing myself in that way. And I just love writing music that people speak, like relate to, I guess, like especially youth, like whenever they're touched by it, and just knowing that we're making impact in youth lives, especially through our lyrics.
You do a really good job at it too.
Thank you.
I don't want to.
Autumn says that was so real, Jess. Like she's right there with you. And here's what I want to hear. Next era, Autumn Eve mashup. Imagine those two ladies' voices. Ugh. Autumn, make it happen.
Autumn Eve throws in some growls too. That would be fun to get like some female screams.
Yeah, she can do that part.
Like Jess doesn't scream. I scream, but like any scream you hear in the next era song is me. So yeah, that could be fun. Hit us up, Autumn. We're down.
And then Kristen Long just joined us, and she's
Kristen.
She says that there is Josh playing Grand Theft Auto, accidental auto theft.
Yep.
Accidental auto.
Yeah. Shout out Kristen, another musician of God. Like, she's a phenomenal singer, too.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so tell us about Kristen. Who is she? Like, you can't throw it out there.
About her.
Oh, snap.
What? Okay, overview, Kristen. She's a singer-songwriter, praise and worship artist, based out of Central Kansas,
Salina, kind of
Burton area, yeah. She's opened up for Josh Snyder Music since my first tour to Kansas, which was my very first tour ever after I released my debut album back in 2017, maybe early 2018, jeez, I can't recall. It's been 7 years or so, and she's been there from the beginning, kind of opening for what we've done, and has done so multiple times over. As we've continued to come into the area, weren't able to connect with her in that capacity this year, but we will be seeing her at Praise Fest next weekend. If you're in the Manhattan, Kansas area, or want to check out any of the other dates that we have on this tour, check it out. Mm-hmm. Look forward to seeing Kristen and Carrie and whoever else is going to make it out. Brendan at a Nehemiah Fest next Friday.
I will say,
be a packed roster.
We're gonna rock all the festivals. But those are 45-minute sets in comparison to like hour sets. We're gonna have to cut a little short. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So if you want the full meal, you got to come out to one of them small town church events that we're doing, where you can blow the roof off for about 1:15.
Yeah.
That's where you'll get the whole thing. So.
Absolutely.
But love to see anyone coming out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, tell people where they can go to see you guys blow the roof off places, because I know that's what they're all
I know off the top of my head, we've got a show coming up. Well, so they're going Wednesday.
The Good Find in Arkansas, Huntington, Arkansas. Then on
Friday,
we're in Springfield, Missouri.
At Missouri State University.
Sunday.
Saturday.
September 6th.
Yeah, Saturday, we're in Warrensburg, Missouri. Sunday is an off day. We need it. And then we have the 8th of, is that Union?
We're in Frontenac, Kansas.
On the 8th.
September 10th. We're
September 10th.
Uniontown, Kansas. Those are both after school events as well.
Yeah, so we have school assemblies in those areas.
Yeah, so we'll be able to reach some students in the morning and then
invite them all in the church.
Yeah, it's open for anyone. Again, all these dates are on nexteramusic.com/tour. Then you have the festivals, Smithville, Missouri, and Manhattan, Kansas. Both those are festivals. And those will be fun in it for a different way. I think they're larger stages. We may even have some sweet LED wall behind us and things like that. So there'll be some cool elements of those as well, of course.
For sure.
And then we've got some October dates over at the
Rock in the River.
So that's part
shout
of the touring.
Shout out to Tony. Shout out to the GER Gospel Rock and Radio. Those guys are awesome.
We'll be headlining that on Friday night.
We are a co-headliner. Yeah. We'll be with Stonewall Static. And
those guys are so talented. Geez. And they inspire us.
It's going to be a good
time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Lots of stuff.
Awesome.
When are we at your place, Ryan?
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're quickly running out of time here, but I want to give you guys the opportunity. If you want to share anything with the viewers and listeners of Rock for Him, what is it that you want them to know?
So keep us in your prayers as we travel. Jess and I both got sick this week, so we're torn sick. We're both pretty stuffy, so that's been pretty tough on us. So pray for Josh and Isaac's health, that they don't catch nothing like that, and they can be healthy as can be to finish out this tour and finish out the recording that we'll be doing over the next couple weeks. And then, you know, go stream Marked by Another and hope to see you at one of the tour dates.
And lyric video is out this next Friday.
Lyric video for Marked by Another is out on Friday. And I believe I sent you a preview of that too.
And it's the best lyric video that we've ever made.
It is the best one.
So you don't want to miss it.
I was going to say earlier, I don't want to overhype them too much. But being friends with these guys and hanging out in the studio, the hard rock stuff is coming, and it's going to blow your face off.
It's going to melt your face.
It's amazing.
Melt your face in a great way.
I'm actually a metalhead, typically. I'm wearing my No Treaty shirt. Shout out No Treaty. As a hard metal rock fan, I'm super excited for them to release their new stuff. So.
Yes.
And if I can say, while we're on the lines of kind of conclusion thoughts, I prayer for myself and my family would be great. There's a lot of pressures right now. I won't go into all the details, but ultimately, I have to come back to the God who has sustained us in every other pressure point to this life.
Absolutely.
And so prayers for wisdom and discernment, for financial provision, for open doors, for faith, just to have his eyes and not my eyes, as Elijah prayed, open the eyes of the young man. God, I need that today. And then just continuing to not feel like I'm going to box God into the vision that I believe he's given us, into what my vision is, and let God morph that as time moves. So let's pray for us.
Seeing how you went ahead and skipped forward to the prayer part, because you guys know we love to pray. This is what we do.
Amen.
People think we're kidding. I literally have a prayer journal here that I send out to Jeremy, to Riker, and my daughter, and we pray through this every single day. We would love to pray for you guys. And just so you know, Isaac, Ryan, you guys are now Rock for Him family. So know that you'll be prayed for every single day. I want to know, how can I be praying for each and every one of you guys? Micah, let's start with you.
Just health for finishing out the rest of this tour. I've been pretty high, running myself a little thin, you know, between the production and between the show prep and all of that. Most of that, I carry the weight of a lot of that. And it's been great. But for some rest every now and again. Also, Jess and I, we recently bought a house, so we have a lot more financial responsibilities and burdens. It's a blessing. It's amazing. And it's always prayer for, financial provisions, because this is what we do full time. We do student ministry. We go into schools, and sometimes we get by the skin of our teeth, and that's great. God has always provided, but I think that he provides because we have so many people supporting us. We have so many
prayer warriors after us, you know, just, you know, lifting us up in prayer every day. So, you know, that's amazing.
All right. Jess?
I guess I'll just piggyback off of what he said. Plus, just pray for our bus. We've had many troubles with our bus. And, you know, we've had troubles last tour with our bus with these guys. But, you know, God always provides. So just pray that even when we have those troubles, that God will provide the right people at the right times.
Yes.
Amen.
Just have Josh hot wire another one and you guys are good to go.
He's good at that.
Great job, daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on buying a new house. Like, that's awesome. Isaac, how can we be praying for you?
They just got a place to stay. I recently lost my place to stay. So I'd be praying, if y'all could be praying for me for, you know, wisdom on what to do there. You know, just a continuation of, you know, the prayer for my health. I don't know if everybody knows this, but I suffer with, I have a defibrillator inside, so I have heart problems. It's hard for me to do a lot of things and lift a lot of stuff, so just prayer for my health. And I've also got Asperger's, so pray that, you know, that just is more clear.
Mm-hmm.
My mind stays more self-aware, and it's been really good recently, you know, to be able to become more self-aware by reading the Bible. So just prayer that I have more focus on that. And then, like, one of the most important things I think that you could pray with me for is, you know, just pray for my music partner. You know, he's going through a lot with the family that he's got, and there's some burdens that have been coming upon him that he's probably not one to share himself. But I am a very firm believer that, you know, we're supposed to lift up our brothers and pray for them. So he's got some financial burdens that he really needs help with and needs God's wisdom on. So just pray for him and pray for his wife, for peace of mind over her. I'm single, so I'm just, you know, trying to do but there's not really much that I need. You know, God provides for me all the time. I'm just trying to do my best for my friends. So pray for these people. And then most importantly, I feel like I would be doing an injustice if I didn't say, continue to pray for this country, continue to pray for the soldiers. The homeless people that are out there, you know, the sick people of the country, just let's all remember that we need to unify ourselves in the body of Christ and come together, because, you know, when we are in militia and we are in army and we are linked together, there's nothing that can defeat us, you know. If God's for us, who can be against us? And if we're all linked together, that means that nobody can get through to get to the back. And God's got our back. So,
amen.
It'd be that.
Amen. Amen. I'll be praying for that. Josh?
He's basically touched on prayers for family and just certain pressures in that regard. All good stuff. My wife and I are doing great. Kids are doing great. God is providing the answers kind of one day at a time right now. And we're in the middle of a tour, so that provides a little extra stress. And I'm not at home working my primary company that I own and run back in the state of Georgia. So I basically lay down my ability to answer things quicker than I'd like to. Quicker than I am right now. So right now it's just kind of a walk by faith, not by sight. And it's been good so far. Just one day at a time. And just prayer, continue prayer for that. And I already mentioned that, so thank you.
All right. And Ryan, you had mentioned someone earlier that was dealing with cancer. Who was that?
Merrill Wade Hall, a.k.a. Deuce the Disciple. He has some rap music out. Christian rap music, under the name Deuce the Disciple.
He opened up.
Fantastic guy. Yeah, he went through. He actually is a graduate of that program that I mentioned earlier, Standing in the Gap. Very close to that ministry, and yeah. So,
just you said his name is Merrill.
Yep, Merrill Wade Hall.
MERILL.
Yeah.
And how else can we be praying for you?
Going through lots of transitioning phases in my ministry right now. My primary calling in life is being a pastor, and so I serve as a pastor, and then I serve secondarily as a musician with these guys. Just be praying for some transitioning things in my ministry and with my church in different places. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving my church or anything like that. just in case anybody's watching. But our church is in a phase where we're going through lots of changes and we're trying some new things. And so just pray for us as we are as a family transitioning into new things. And also just pray for me as I try to keep up with Nathan's crazy drum parts. He writes some wacky stuff. Yeah. I look up to Nathan as a drummer.
Nathan's
I thought you looked down to him.
He's one of my good friends.
I love you, Nathan.
And so I appreciate that he lets me even try to tackle these parts, man. Mm-hmm. So pray for me in that regard. And I have a band. We're getting ready to release our first single in October.
Yeah.
Micah produced that, our entire album, actually, which we'll be releasing slowly throughout the year in singles.
So stoked about this.
Micah, he just killed the mix. He gave us some awesome ideas. And so he's just as much a part of it as anybody else in the project, which is just me and my best friend, Parker. So just be praying for us as we get ready to roll that stuff out. So
be on the look for Elect Exiles.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
They're going to blow up.
If only there was a place, some sort of like podcast and radio station that would play that music.
That'd be so cool.
I mean, if it was just sent to this particular person, they would play it. Who would that be? Oh, I have an idea. No. All right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out of here, seeing how my co-host bailed on us.
Wow.
Great and Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this entire goofy group that you brought to me tonight, Lord. I thank you for every single one of them. I thank you for their music. I thank you for their testimonies, and I thank you for the ministry that they are doing out there on the road. Lord, just continue to watch over all of them and continue to watch over their health and put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, I ask that you heal any illnesses that they have. I ask that you help them financially. Just provide for them. We know that you can do all things. So, Lord, just make it happen. Just provide an abundancy to them. Lord, I ask that you watch over Micah's health. Give him some rest. We praise you for the new house that him and Jess have. I ask you just watch over them financially. And Lord, just help them with that ministry that they do to the students. That is so important. Just help them to plant seeds. And then you can come in and just grow those seeds into fruit. So we thank you for that. Lord, I ask that you just watch over them as they tour. Watch over the bus. Just continue to keep the bus rolling so they can continue in on this tour. For Isaac, just give him wisdom. Give him, help him with his place to stay. Continue helping him with his health. Heal him. Lord, we thank you for giving him clarity with his Asperger's. We know what a struggle that can be, but we thank you for the clarity that you've given. And Lord, just watch over his heart. Like, that's such a scary thing, so watch over him. Keep him safe. Again, hedge of protection around him. You are the great physician. For Josh, Lord, just watch over his family, the stresses that they are going through in the business that Josh runs. Lord, just give him the time and that he needs to be able to do what he needs to do for not only his music ministry, but also this business. Give his wife and kids just a sense of peace and calmness and protect them while he's on the road. Lord, I ask you watch over Ryan. We thank you for him and his ministry and this transition that his church is going through. We ask that you watch over his friend Merrill. Lord, we know cancer can be so devastating, but we also know, as I said, you are the great physician. You can heal all things. So, Lord, just help bring him through this. No matter what the result is, we know that you have him, and we thank you for that. Lord, I ask you watch over Riker as he is up north hiking, bring him back to us safely, watch over Jeremy, and Lord, watch over my family. Like, I thank you so much for all of these blessings. Lord, most of all, we thank you so much for your son, Jesus, coming here, dying for us on the cross. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sanshoes, thanks so much for having us on. We love you. It's always a pleasure to, do this.
If you ain't subscribed yet, hit that follow button and that like and do it. Rock for him.
Rock for him. Absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure meeting you guys. And like I said, don't leave after I hit the end button on the live stream. But for those that are watching and listening, I just want to thank you all for joining us in the live stream. I want to thank you for watching. Go check out these guys on tour. Pick up their music. Go up, meet them, shake their hands, tell them hi. Give them food, especially Isaac.
Yeah.
Give him food.
Without vegetables.
Yeah. Without vegetables.
Keep them well fed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have merch, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do have merch.
Buy merch.
Merch, yeah.
Yes, buy their merch. Help support them. Anyways, let's remind each and every one of you that if you're going to rock, rock for him.
Rock for him.
Woo! Have a good night, folks.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we have Drive Through Society joining us for a great interview. Don't miss it.